so pleased. This is Tony Shanahan and Tony Howe. Very, very happy to be with you. And this little song is dedicated to all our children everywhere, because every child is ours. And we send them all of our love. It was beautiful. so beautiful that through her love for Jesus Christ, she went from a lowly, shunned girl to someone truly blessed.
Makes me come out like some heroin.
mess in your surroundings, you'll still mess up. And you'll still be forgiven. Passengers away. Shanahan and I wrote in memory of Maria Schneider. Maria Schneider was a beautiful actress, and when I was young in the 70s, her image and also her friendship came to symbolize those years. And when I think of the 70s, I think of Maria and myself at my concerts, both in white shirt and black tie, Maria with her wild hair and her sad, sad, beautiful eyes. Narcissus pool drawn by its spell. We saw ourselves raw, excitable.
Thank you.
beautiful friend, and the world lost a friend as well, a beautiful musician named Richie Havens. And we'd like to sing a little song for Richie. He did not write this song, but it was one of his signature songs. And please, sing along. He was really such a beautiful soul, and certainly it would be nice to help him go on his journey. This story because, well, in some ways it does tell us, give us a glimpse of the future where Jesus is in the tomb, but it is also giving us the future of Pinocchio. Because if you remember, Pinocchio is also in the belly of the whale for 3 days. Pinocchio was a very bad boy, and he caused his father great strife. But in the end, the little puppet gave his life for his father, and he was redeemed, and he rose again, was resurrected as a real boy. And so, the story of Jonah has its echoes in the future as Pinocchio, as well, of course, as Jesus Christ. And was not Jesus Christ a little boy himself?
All through the night,
Jesus awoke from a deeper sleep than he had ever known. Suddenly awake, more awake than he had ever known. Another realm of awareness. And he went back to his village. And he tore off his finery and gave it to his fellow man, to the poor. He gave another his horse. All of his wealth, all of his riches, he gave away. And stood naked before his brethren, ready for their ridicule and their hatred and suspicion and the dismay of his father, who looked at Francis's enlightenment as a transgression. And Francis went out into the fields, embracing nature in a way that he had never known. The birds of the surrounded him, they covered him, and sang of his nature that was one with their own. All of nature sang of him, for he loved all of nature, the sun and the moon, and the wolves, and the blooms, all loved him as he loved them. Francis lifted up his hands, and there, in the center of his consciousness, arose the flower of God and the thorns of the rose, the thorns that were also the thorns embedded into the hands of Christ. Embedded the hands of Francis, and he bled upon the earth, and each drop of blood bloomed the first miracle of the rose.